recently released WWE superstar Jack Swagger. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for having me.
So what led to you asking for your release from the company?
I had been with the company for 10 years. Very fortunate for the career that I had. I know many people have had much shorter. What it really was is a business decision. I valued myself at a certain price. They valued it at another. And, you know, when you put it like that, I gotta move forward. I think really it was just time for a change, time for, you know, Jake Hager, Jack Swagger to go out and like see the opportunity, because I've been blessed. I got to go right to the company. So like, in a sense, I'm kind of green all over again on this side. So there's so much opportunity out here. It's so exciting. I can't stress it enough. Like, everyone I'm talking to, everyone's so excited. Best time to be a wrestler that I know about. It's like, anywhere you go, wrestling's transcending countries, languages. Even amateur wrestling is bigger than ever now, and it's getting so popular. And so it's really cool to be a part of that movement and like see, you know, the whole thing is like, I'm grateful for the brand that we created together. But now it's time to see where it evolves to. And there's a lot of silver linings in it. We have our company just started, LFR Life. It's a complete merchandise production company, design, distribution, supply, everything. It's been a passion of my wife's for a long time. Now I have time to work on those little things since I can pick my schedule more. And so it's cool. It's exciting. I'm home more. I got two young kids. If I could stay home and be Mr. Mom, I would. I'd chopping and packing lunches and whatnot. It's really cool.
A lot more time with your kids.
A lot more time with my kids. I could take my son to school and actually be home and be a father, which it's so important these days. Like, I'm a big family man, and just like now we're putting the family first and we get to be our own business. And so, you know, you wanted it. Now it's time to run with it.
So you mentioned in starting back in a different way, kind of green again.
Yeah.
Are you a little bit scared about that?
Of course. Anyone who says they're not scared probably has a little bit of shit in their pants right now. It is definitely a little terrifying, like starting anything new. The excitement from something new is helping with that. And then the way you really deal with it is you just do your diligence, you know. You got to do your diligence, find out the information, really work hard to get good people beside you, because you can't be successful unless you have good people beside you. You look at George Clooney, you look at everyone who's like rose that, you know, that level, they have good people all the way around them. So I'm trying to do that right now. I am quietly shitting my pants, but at the same time, I'm being cautious and putting a good team together around
this.
Me.
Is all like, it's all you. It's everything. It's in your hands now.
Yeah.
You're not no longer under the machine.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I personally think it was a great decision. You could reinvent yourself. Maybe get a different experience in other organizations, and you could always come back down the line.
Yeah. The whole thing is, you know, you got to manage your relationships and look at it as business and not take it personal, which is hard. You know, 200 days a year out there in a car wreck every night, it's got to be your heart to, you know, do that type of thing. So it's hard to separate it. And for the longest time, I couldn't. But now that like I'm on the outside of it, I can see, you know, where I was making mistakes, and I could see how I could have handled things differently. But like, it's exciting, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, the day-to-day grind, one airport to another, one city to another, you lose track of time after. Now you're looking.
Yeah.
Outside, you can breathe a little bit.
Yeah, you can breathe a little bit, and it's more like, I know with my business that my hard work is going to be 100% representative of my product, and you can't say that otherwise, so I'm excited about that. I've always just been like, just put your nose to the, you know, the concrete and grind. And this is what you have to do. But like, what I'm really excited about is like, you know, independent wrestling is so big, so many opportunities. And with social media now and the internet, like, we can brand ourselves and our brand can become so powerful. And we need to do that and work together and create this thing. And, like, so if you know how to, you know, market yourself, brand yourself, be smart with your money, live within your means, you can absolutely raise a family of two kids, put them through private school if you have to, on being an independent wrestler. You know, this is 2017, so it's really cool. And I really don't like the term indies. I don't know if it just, like, it's not indies anymore. I really feel like
the worldwide scene.
You
can make a living in Japan and Mexico. Yeah. I don't know if you'd want to do that. Yeah. Having
family. Absolutely. I'll go anywhere. Yeah. Like, in Japan would work perfectly the way I wrestle. It's just like a new movement of territories almost coming up again, which is exciting. And it seems like people are working together to, like, put on good shows and have good wrestling. So
have guys like Cody Rhodes and Aaron Rex, who's standing right next to you, have their paths influenced your decision?
A little, yeah, definitely. When you see, like, your coworkers and, you know, when they left and on what terms they left, so you can definitely see. And then you look at guys like Cody, you look at, like, Drew McIntyre, Drew Galloway. He's amazing, you know. No one will ever know why he couldn't have been amazing with the company, but he's amazing now. I mean,
those are all names that were undervalued.
And so it is what it is. Like, see their past and go at it, and it definitely makes it easier for someone like me. And then you want to do what they're doing, but also you want to do it your way type deal with your brand, and, you know, just work on marketing that.
Ryan Ryder with Jack Swagger at WrestleCon. You're listening to Main Event Radio. So what name are you going under now? Swag and Jack?
Yeah.
Jack.
You Don't Know Jack. We the People Worldwide Tour. You know, it's all going to be some variation. Just look for the ocean of blonde hair. Listen for the lisp. Yeah, I still got it. And a mean-ass ankle lock.
Okay, yeah. And I saw you talking to your former manager, Dutch Mantel, a little earlier today. Is a move to Impact Wrestling on the cards?
I have no idea at this moment. Very exciting what they're doing over there. Very exciting what ROH and Lucha is doing. So before the non-compete is up, I'll definitely like to figure that out. But
okay, you can't. Yeah. You can leave your options open right
now. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's like I said, it's scary, but you can literally go work everywhere. So get good people around you. Go work everywhere, you know. So I don't want to limit myself, and I think that's very cool. And if that was one advice I could give to wrestlers right now, like, don't limit yourself. Like, find a way to use pro wrestling to make what you want to do work, you know?
Because is that something else you're looking to do? Explore options outside of
absolutely
wrestling?
Yeah, you know, I mean I'm a superhuman freak athlete. I could probably wrestle for another 50 years, just kidding. But, like,
you're how old are you now?
I just turned 35.
Okay, so you
So I got
at least another 10 years. not 50. But.
I got a lot. And, you know, there's so many opportunities that I want to do. And so we're going to figure it out. We're going to use it, because wrestling is so powerful and it's so cool. Like, the love it generates. It's like you go to a show and it's just like, I hardly ever see a fight in the crowd or anything, like, because everyone's just, like, happy and a good time. And so, you know, keep doing that.
Thank you, Jack Swagger.
Thank you, man.